Nala Dowdy is known for being a top creator on OnlyFans.
Your biggest fantasy is...
My biggest. It's like one of my fantasies.
But now she's coming out as a Christian. Is it really possible to wipe the slate clean just because you believe in Jesus now? Let's talk about it. Okay, so this OnlyFans model previous behavior was pretty disgusting.
Okay, so listen, cheating, it's not that difficult. You're with someone or they're with someone. I don't even have to be with someone, but if you're with someone and you have a girl, I'm gonna sit on your fucking dick and be like, isn't my tighter? Isn't it better? Isn't that just hot?
But now she says she's born again. Here she is getting baptized. Now let's take a listen to a clip of her testimony.
I was a pastor's kid for almost all my life. I grew up in church. I was always in church. You know, I was also homeschooled. So my life truly felt like a cage. And I'm not saying Christianity is a cage. I'm saying religion was the cage. About 4 years ago, I started my OnlyFans because I think truly it was out of pure rebellion. And like, honestly, I'm such a like independent person that I never felt the need for a man to provide for me. I met this person who's now my partner. And he truly showed me God's love. He was sending me Bible verses, praying over me, and we were just friends. I was top 0.01% creator. Like, that is crazy. That is a crazy milestone to reach in that industry. So I made what I made, I did what I did, but I wanna share with you guys the truth of it all, because I am now giving it all up for Christ. I am now truly a believer. I would never take it back. God radically saved me from this darkness.
Now we're going to have to wait and see if this is for real. Some people are saying that her OnlyFans account is still up. I can't verify that because I'm not looking it up. I don't want OnlyFans in my search history. I don't want to start getting some weird ads. Others think she's doing this just to play to a new audience, that audience being the Christian audience, because people mistakenly believe that Christians are going to accept her. Unfortunately, even if her faith journey is real and her change and her repentance is real, many Christians are still not going to accept her into the faith family because of her unconventional past. Kat Von D is the latest example of this. She was a celebrity tattoo artist. She had a show on TLC. She was known participating in witchcraft and sorcery and other things I don't really understand. And she recently gave up all of that in order to pursue Jesus and has talked about not everyone has been so accepting of her new changes in her life.
Because like modern day Christians are so used to being surrounded by people that look the same as them. When someone like me comes into the mix, it's like, oh wait, this is demonic, or this is, because I get called demonic a lot, or this is like, you know, you're serving two masters. And I'm like, I don't think any of that is accurate. You know, I don't think you have to, there's no dress code to be a Christian.
Yeah.
I certainly think it's disappointing that many Christians would reject these women, especially if they demonstrate genuine faith. But the point is, I don't think that Nala is promoting Christianity to make more money than she would have made as a top 0.03% creator on OnlyFans. Nevertheless, only time will tell if her faith change is for real. Let's just say her change is real. Can you really just wipe the slate clean just by saying, today I believe in Jesus, when yesterday you didn't?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
And I would say yes in Christ, but no in dating. Hear me out. Jesus has already dealt with a woman like this. In John 8, we have a situation where the Pharisees are bringing an adulterous woman to Jesus. And they say, teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? Jesus said, let any of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. At this, those who had heard what he had said began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin. So the point is, Jesus does offer to wipe our slate clean if we choose to put our faith in him and turn from our past. And this is great news because all of us are dysfunctional people, even if we don't have an OnlyFans account. And we all need and benefit from the second chances that Jesus offers us. But even though Jesus forgives our sins, the guys that you want to date might not. Men are not interested in sharing the woman that they want to marry with other men. The first reason, it's simply embarrassing. It's sort of the embarrassing, the idea of bringing this type of woman home to meet his mom or to meet his buddies when he knows that she has inappropriate content online that they could just, you know, Google search in 2 seconds.
That shit is gross.
But the second reason why men don't want to commit to a long-term relationship with the previously promiscuous woman is because simply of a wiring in their brain. Men have two different mating strategies in order to satisfy the strong desire they have to pass on their genes. The first mating strategy is to sleep with as many women as possible.
It doesn't matter if a man slept with 20 girls or 200 girls. He is still the man.
In this case, men are prioritizing quantity over quality. And so they're willing really to sleep with anyone. They don't really care about the woman's past. But the second mating strategy is one of commitment. Men might choose to marry a woman, settle down with her, and invest a lot of time and resources into raising their children. If he's going to spend a whole lot of time raising up these kids, he wants to make sure that they're their kids. It's his genes. He doesn't want to be with a woman where it's questionable. Is it my kid or is it a different guy's kid?
You are not the father.
And so the bottom line is men might sleep around with OnlyFans women, but they will not, or will be, they'll at least at minimum be hesitant to marry a OnlyFans woman.
No man is going to marry a woman that 200 men slept.
Now, don't think we're off the hook just because you and I don't have an OnlyFans. There's other ways of being loose and promiscuous with your body. The number one way is just being generally immodest when you go about your everyday life. The second way is those hoey Instagram pictures, okay? The bikini pics and the gym butt pictures have got to go. These are totally inappropriate. And the final way to be loose with your body is obviously to participate in hookup culture. Men do not want this type of behavior in their wife. Many are off put by this, even if she has put her faith in Christ. This is simply, the promiscuity is simply not their preference.
Ultimately, we don't want hoes.
Now, if you don't like this, if you're offended by men's preferences, if you're a woman who's tempted to tell men and lecture them and say, well, maybe you should be more open-minded, I just like to remind you of the extremely shallow icks that women have. These are reasons women give for not wanting to date a guy. Examples of icks that the average woman might have include, I don't like the type of car that he drives. I don't like the color shirt that he's wearing. Sometimes we complain about the guy being too happy.
What's the craziest thing you got the ick for?
I don't like to see happiness sometimes. I don't know. I just saw a man like smiling. Like, you know, after a party when you're popping balloons and like he was popping the balloon and he was like playing with it before he popped it. And I looked over and I was just like, all the sexual tension leaving the room.
And so until women are more open-minded, I do not think we have any right to criticize men for their legitimate concerns and hesitations they have about marrying a woman who was previously promiscuous. Instead of complaining and trying to change men's mind about what their preference is, a better mating strategy for women would simply be to conform. It would be to reject the promiscuous behavior that is pushed upon us by the culture. We should communicate these facts to younger women early and often, because unfortunately promiscuity and OnlyFans, etc., does not come with an undo button. The internet lives forever. The people that you slept with, you can't take that back. And so I would hate for women to make choices they later regret simply because they weren't informed, simply because they didn't think there was another path. The other path is abstaining from the OnlyFans and just the generally promiscuous loose behavior. That is it for today. I wish this woman in the videos we discussed the absolute best. I really hope this change was genuine. And I also hope that Christ uses her life to inspire other young women, including OnlyFans models, to turn from their behavior and live a healthier, happier lifestyle. I'll see you guys in the comments and on the next episode.